Blog Talk Radio.
Dear listeners, welcome to your program, News of Today's Prophecy. We're here broadcasting from Boca Raton, Florida, and we're going to have a beautiful program today. We're going to be talking about America Economic Forecast by Dr. Weiss, Martin Weiss. Telling you a little bit about Martin Weiss, he's a PhD. And this country is a leading consumer advocate for financial safety. He has helped millions of Americans judge the financial stability of insurance companies, HMOs, banks, savings and loans, and security brokers. Dr. Weiss' new book, Crash Profits Make Money When the Stock Sinks, is one of the books that he has published among many others that he has published as well. He's founder of Weiss Research in 1971, has a long story of providing research and analysis designed to empower investors with the information and tools to make more informed, independent decisions, along with an equally long history of public service. He has testified before the Congress several times, and where he has proposed legislation requiring full financial disclosure to the consumers. His ratings are among the very few that consistently warn investors of financial difficulties, including the failure of a large insurance company in the early 1990s, as well as the demise of Enron in 2001. Weiss rating is a continuing source of data and the financial analysis to the U.S. General Accounting Office, congressional committees, and the Office of Management and Budget, and more. Dr. Weiss has held a bachelor's degree from New York University and PhD from Columbia University. If you need to know more about Weiss research, you can go to www.uncommonwisdomdaily.com. And today we're going to broadcast this forum for the upcoming economic situation that is the country is facing, and Dr. Martin Weiss is going to be telling us what is this all about. Well, with no more introduction, I would like to introduce the great fiscal cliff of 2012 and 2013 with Dr. Martin Weiss.
Welcome to part two of this timely series, the great fiscal cliff of 2012-2013. In part one, we saw why the IMF, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office, the Federal Reserve, and many others are now warning that one of the deadliest financial crises in U.S. history is set to level the U.S. economy beginning this coming New Year's Day. Unprecedented tax increases and government spending cuts are now scheduled to suck out $1.6 trillion from the already fragile U.S. economy beginning this coming January 1st, 2013. Even if some of these historic tax increases and spending cuts are postponed, nearly $1 trillion per year in stimulus spending, spending that has been the heartbeat of the feeble U.S. economy for the past 4 years, will stop. The impact will be devastating. It will destroy thousands of American businesses and millions of jobs and leave our artificially inflated stock market in tatters. In today's final installment of this critical series, I've asked my colleague Charles Goyette to help you preserve and grow your wealth during this time of crisis. He's an investment professional with more than 30 years' experience in stock and commodity investing. If his name is familiar to you, it could be because you've seen his New York Times best-selling book, The Dollar Meltdown, or his newest volume, Red and Blue and Broke All Over. You've probably also seen Charles on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, CNBC, and the Fox Business Channel on shows with Bill O'Reilly, John Stossel, Judge Napolitano, Bill Moyers, Lou Dobbs, and others. Lou Rockwell, the chairman of the prestigious Ludwig von Mises Institute, says, Charles Goyette has been a rare beacon of freedom and common sense. Former Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr. says, how did a country as prosperous as ours get broke all over? Charles Goyette makes a clear and compelling case that it is the result of a change in American ideals. And Congressman Ron Paul says, my friend Charles Goyette does a great job explaining why America faces a looming financial crisis and outlines common sense strategies for individuals to protect themselves and their families. These endorsements are impressive. But what's even more impressive are his credentials as an investment professional. Before the great gold and silver bull market of the late 1970s, Charles Goyette helped countless investors get in on the ground floor of that boom. Likewise, in the 1980s and 1990s, as the U.S. stock market enjoyed one of its biggest rises in history, he helped investors take advantage of that boom as well. And now, for the 21st century, he's taken those successes to a whole new level. He has assembled an extraordinary team of analysts with a long history of winning trades since the year 2000. In today's part two of our series, Mr. Goyette focuses on four new solutions for investors, four windfall profit opportunities for the fiscal cliff and beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, here to help you safely navigate the treacherous waters ahead, Mr. Charles Goyette.
Thank you, Dr. Weiss. America is indeed at a crossroads today. Our nation is facing the deadliest threat in its history. Although this crisis is a financial one, it will have a massive impact on every facet of our lives, how we work, save, and invest, how we protect ourselves, our families, and our homes, how we conduct our daily lives. Most importantly, it will have a devastating impact on the liberty that so many Americans now take for granted, on the freedoms and rights guaranteed to us by the Constitution of the United States. Now, if you know anything at all about me, it's probably that freedom is the centerpiece of my life, my personal philosophy. And as you'll see in this video, it extends to my investing strategies as well. Because where there is no freedom, there is no prosperity. But where freedom abounds, the people grow rich. Now, it is no coincidence that my approach to this crisis is one that is designed to help you break free from the confines of Wall Street beginning immediately as the world begins to prepare for this crisis with investments that move independently of stocks. Free yourself from the suffering others will endure as America plunges off this great fiscal cliff with investments that can generate huge profits when stocks decline. Free yourself from the costly and painful consequences of unlimited Fed money printing that will almost certainly follow in the wake of this crisis, with gold and silver investments designed to skyrocket as the value of the dollar plunges, and even free yourself to go for huge gains in the inevitable rallies that punctuate every bear market, and also as the U.S. economy ultimately recovers from this crisis. Now, the peril that we now face didn't originate overseas. No adversary, no foreign power, coalition, or terrorist brought this crisis to our shores. Sadly, the catastrophe we now face is entirely of our own doing. For too long, our leaders have pursued policies that punish success and reward failure, confiscated the wealth of those who attempted to live prudently, and used it to bail out those who chose to live recklessly, plundered the citizenry, and then used our hard-earned wealth to buy elections for themselves, burdened our enterprises with regulations that kill innovation and taxes that destroy incentive, and remained silent or in many cases nodded approvingly, as the Federal Reserve systematically destroyed 97% of the U.S. dollar's buying power since its founding nearly 100 years ago. Now, those same leaders have buried this nation and our children's children under a mountain of debt so huge that it can never be repaid. Now, on January 1st, 2013, Washington is set to slam the already weakening U.S. economy with history's largest tax hikes and spending cuts, shocks that are about to crush the stock market and destroy the wealth of millions. But as I've often said, this looming deadline, January 1st, 2013, is important for political reasons as well as financial ones. It causes us to focus on the bankrupt ideas that both major political parties have sold to the American people, and on their utter incompetence to manage a nation, let alone to govern us as individuals. This deadline also has a tremendous value because it instills in us an urgency to take control of our own finances, and by doing so, to regain control of our own lives and futures. But in truth, America plunged over this fiscal cliff past the point of no return many years ago, when it first began to commit these and so many other unforgivable fiscal and monetary sins. Since it first adopted the bizarre notion that a nation can borrow, print, and spend its way to prosperity. Now that our own government has so blatantly declared war on our wealth, it is our right, our duty to our families and communities to defend ourselves. And by defending ourselves, to use the crisis that our leaders have created to dramatically increase our own personal wealth. Because only by doing so can we provide the fuel America will need to rebuild itself once this crisis has passed. My mission in this video is to help you do precisely that, to create an island of freedom and prosperity around you, to help you grow your wealth, cement your financial security, and ensure your personal liberties at a time when the vast majority of Americans will be losing theirs. Because the crisis before us, this great fiscal cliff, actually presents us with not just one, but four historic windfall opportunities. First, though, a few words about prudent investing, especially important in these turbulent times. I don't have to tell you that every profit opportunity comes with a risk of loss. That's just part of the territory, as it should be in a free market. Likewise, every example of profits that I tell you about in this presentation could have, and often did have, corresponding examples in which investors could have lost money. And that's also part of the territory, as it must be in a free market. In some trading programs, losing trades can even outnumber winning trades. The trick is to keep the losses small and let the winners ride. No matter what, no one can guarantee profits or protection against losses, and no one can say that past performance is an assurance of future performance. Invest prudently. Keep most of your money safe. And then if you want to aim for the sky, just make sure it's strictly with money that you can afford to risk and even lose. And as you'll see in a moment, I have a team of analysts who have posted a stunning 646 winning trades since the year 2000. Including 217 trades that could have at least doubled your money, plus many trades that posted gains in the range of 150%, 250%, 350%, 550%, or even more, both when the stock market was rising and when it was falling. Beginning immediately, we're going for huge profits as global investors prepare for this crisis. Look, given the sheer size of the great fiscal cliff America now faces, it should come as no surprise that investors all over the globe are already making moves to protect themselves and profit. They're making huge bets on every conceivable area of the U.S. economy, including one that could make you richer no matter what Washington does next. It's a play using an investment vehicle that very few investors are even aware of, and that frees us from the confines of Washington and Wall Street. It's a strategy that I believe will hand you huge profits, whether Washington postpones some of the scheduled tax increases and spending cuts or not. Let me repeat, no matter what Congress does, starting January 1st, these investments are likely to generate substantial profits. In addition, this investment is not correlated to the ups and downs of the stock market. It has the potential to make you richer, whether stocks sink or soar. It's extremely liquid and easy to buy and sell. Risk is strictly defined and very manageable. And over the years, in far less volatile times than these, it has been extremely profitable. Plus, this investment is spinning off huge gains right now. Just look at how much money you could have made if you had bought some of these remarkable investments in mid-July 2012. A 200% gain in just 27 days. A 320% gain in just 15 days. A 446% gain in just 26 days. A 555% gain in just 23 days. A 642% gain in just 20 days. An 800% gain in just 21 days. That's enough to turn a $10,000 investment into $90,000 in just 3 weeks. Naturally, neither you nor I can go back in time to grab those gains, but again, this opportunity is not far out there, somewhere in the future. It's your opportunity to go for doubles, triples, and more right now, today, as the world's investors prepare for this great crisis. As you've just seen, these investments are already beginning to soar. And in a moment, I'll show you how you can grab your share of the huge profit potential that's now available. Windfall opportunity number two is a rare gift because, for once, we investors have a clear indication not only of what is likely to happen, but when it is likely to occur. Regardless of what Congress tries to do to extend some of the Bush tax cuts between now and January 1st, at the very minimum, 5 new tax increases will go into effect thanks to Obamacare. And no matter how Washington tries to postpone the spending cuts mandated by the Budget Control Act of 2011, the $900 billion per year in illusory wealth that it has spent in each of the past 4 years to keep the economy from imploding has now run out. The results will be devastating for anyone who owns U.S. stocks, particularly for those who, whether due to naivete, recklessness, or greed, bought into this false rally. A rally almost totally engineered and caused by massive Fed money printing and government stimulus spending. Look, each year since 2008, Washington has pumped an average of about $900 billion into the economy. Now, if adding $900 billion a year in stimulus to the economy has been virtually the only thing fueling the stock market, taking $1.6 trillion out of the economy can only crush the economy and with it the entire stock market. Here's another way to look at it. In 2007, an estimated $300 billion in subprime mortgages went bad, the first dominoes to fall in the crisis. That $300 billion blow to the economy lit the fuse on the most voracious recession since the Great Depression and ultimately vaporized more than 57% of the value of the S&P 500. Right now, Washington is scheduled to take more than 5 times that much money out of the U.S. economy in the next few months. So the consequences could easily dwarf the damage inflicted on stocks in the last recession. The impact will be debilitating for millions of Americans. But the good news is that you can free yourself and your loved ones from the consequences of this great crisis and actually use this crisis to multiply your wealth with investments that could generate huge profits when stocks decline. With inverse ETFs that are designed to hand you up to $3 for every $1 decline in the markets or a given sector. With put options on highly vulnerable stocks that give you huge leverage, multiplying your profit potential many times over as the markets reel. You get virtually unlimited profit potential with strictly defined risk. And with leaps, long-term options that can give you up to 3 years for each trade to work out in your favor. I have assembled a team of free market, freedom-loving analysts with the aim of doing just that. As I told you at the outset, profits come with losses, and the examples I'm going to give you are no exception. but look at the sheer volume of profitable and highly profitable trades that my team has achieved going all the way back to the year 2000. Start with the bear market of 2000 to 2002. In various investment services, they recommended investments that soar when stocks decline. And in that bear market alone, they recommended no fewer than 223 winning trades. Moreover, among these, 109 of the recommendations posted gains of 100% or more, including a 116.7% gain on Continental Airlines on June 5, 2002, a 135% gain on Northwest Airlines on July 8, 2002, a 173.3% gain on Cephalon on July 3, 2002, a 200% gain on Applied Microcircuits on May 24, 2000, a 241.8% gain on the NASDAQ 100 ETF on January 3, 2001, a 373.3% gain on EMC Corp on July 11, 2001, a 388.9% gain on IBM on April 8, 2002, a 411.9% gain on S&P 100 OEX on April 4, 2001. That's enough to turn a $10,000 investment into $51,000. Each investor would naturally have experienced different results depending on the actual prices they got and the commissions they paid. But I think these examples give you a good illustration of the kinds of profits that are possible when you have the foresight to see a market decline coming. You buy the right investments, and the decline comes as expected. Then, in the bear market of 2007 to 2009, the analysts on the team I've assembled produced a remarkable 87 winning trades, 23 of which posted gains of 100% or better, including a 100% gain on PetroHawk on June 30th, 2008, a 102.7% gain on the Greater China Fund on November 21st, 2007, a 121.3% gain on AMR Corp on November 21st, 2007, a 125% gain on Toll Brothers on January 4th, 2008, a 140.3% combined gain on Toll Brothers on January 22nd, 2008, a 157.7% gain on Caterpillar on October 6, 2008, and a 183.6% gain on the Pacific ETF on January 23, 2008. These are just a handful of the many winning trades my team members publicly recommended in writing. And as before, although losses are also definitely a part of the territory, these trades illustrate what's possible when you see a big stock decline coming and buy the right investments. And this time around, I believe our profits could be far greater, because the economic impact of this great fiscal cliff is likely to be many times larger than the tech wreck or the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. And even if the experts are wrong, and it's only half as bad as 2009, there are still enormous profits to be made. In a moment, I'll show you how we're about to use all of these powerful investments to help you multiply your wealth as this crisis unfolds. First, though, let's look at the third windfall opportunity we're almost sure to see as the U.S. government desperately tries to fight this crisis. If history teaches us anything, it's that in times of trouble, the world's investors have always stampeded into mankind's safe harbors of choice, gold and silver. Why have these things proven to be mankind's safe havens? Because not only do they free us from the effects of government tinkering with the economy, they actually empower us to grow our wealth because of it. Gold and silver are the ultimate contra-government play, because quite simply, Washington can't print precious metals. Plus, unlike stocks, gold and silver have never been worth nothing. They cannot fall to zero. They can be bought quietly and held in utter privacy. Best of all, they tend to explode in value in the toughest of times. And here's a second reason why gold and silver will be outstanding investments. After America plunges into the abyss, the Fed will almost certainly kick its money printing presses into overdrive, and make no mistake, money printing causes inflation. It caused massive inflation in ancient Greece and Rome, in the French and British empires, in Germany in the 1920s, in Brazil in the 1970s, and again in the 80s and 90s, and more recently in Zimbabwe. And once America plunges over this great fiscal cliff, it is almost sure to trigger the most destructive wave of inflation America has ever seen. Because each new dollar the Fed creates out of thin air reduces the buying power of every other dollar in circulation. Likewise, unlimited money printing causes unlimited inflation. And unlimited inflation means that there's no limit to how high gold and silver prices can go. In other words, gold and silver can free you from the devastating effects of the inflation that will almost surely follow in the wake of this crisis. That's why we're going to use not just one, but five powerful financial instruments to harness the coming explosion in gold prices: bullion, stocks, ETFs, options, and LEAPS. First, gold bullion. So far, since 2001, Fed money printing has pushed gold bullion prices 656.8% higher. But the sheer size of this great fiscal cliff and the massive amounts of money the Fed is likely to print in its efforts to prevent disaster suggest that your gains could be much, much greater. Second, gold stocks. Select gold stocks have done even better than gold itself. Since 2001, BHP Billiton is up 955.9%. Kinross Gold is up 1,101.8%. Agnico Eagle Mines is up 1,236%, and Vale SA is up 1,765.2%. Should you pile into these gold stocks today? Well, I surely wouldn't. They've already seen massive gains. But in a moment, I'll show you how you can own the gold stocks my team is counting on to lead the pack going forward. Third, gold ETFs. In addition to owning physical gold, we'll also recommend investing in ETFs that own gold and also in exchange-traded funds that invest in gold mining stocks. Not only can these ETFs help diversify your portfolio by spreading your investment over many mining companies, they can also multiply your profit potential as gold prices rise, delivering as much as $3 for every $1 increase in gold prices. Fourth, call options on gold stocks. Just as put options multiply your profit potential on stocks that are falling in value, call options multiply the amount of money that you can make on gold stocks as they are rising in value. And remember, buying options give you virtually unlimited profit potential with strictly well-defined risk. Even if a trade goes completely against you, you can never lose more than you invest, plus the small brokerage commission that you pay to buy the option. Most importantly, call options on select gold stocks can give you the opportunity to go for huge profits in relatively short bursts of time. Just take a look at these actual gold and silver trades analysts on my team have recommended over the past 12 years or so. A 100% gain on Intergold on April 11th, 2007. A 121.7% gain on Goldcorp on April 26th, 2008. A 157% gain on Jaguar Mining on January 31st, 2008. A 174.1% gain on Barrick Gold on October 30th, 2007. A 240.6% gain on Royal Gold on March 23rd, 2004. A 305.4% gain on the iShares Silver Trust on September 26, 2011. A 553% gain on Glamis Gold on September 8, 2003. Now, that last trade alone would be enough to turn a modest $10,000 investment into $65,300. Once again, these are just a few of the trades that were publicly recommended by my team members in writing, not just this year or last year, but over the past 12 years. Also remember that these gains were posted at a time when the U.S. economy was not facing the greatest spending cuts or tax increases in its entire history. This time around, I believe the sheer size of the crisis means your profits could be even greater. And the fourth opportunity we'll see as this crisis runs its course highly explosive rallies that invariably punctuate every bear market, and also in the recovery that awaits us once this crisis passes. And my team and I are set to help you take full advantage of them by shifting our positions from bearish to short-term bullish with select stocks, ETFs, options, and LEAPs. Our mission, to preserve and grow your wealth during the downturn as gold and silver skyrocket, and in the interim rallies that will almost inevitably punctuate the coming bear market. Plus, I feel my team is equally qualified to help you keep your money growing during the inevitable rallies that we'll see in this bear market. As the stock market recovered from the tech wreck between 2003 and 2007, the analysts on my team recommended 250 winning trades, 69 of which could have at least doubled your money. And as the market recovered from the housing bust since 2009, my team posted 88 winners, 20 of which posted gains of 100% or more. That's a total of 338 bear market winners, including 89 that could have at least doubled your money. A 120% gain on GlaxoSmithKline on March 12, 2003. A 130.4% gain on Maytag on February 13, 2003. A 171.8% gain on Dell on July 21, 2006. A 200% gain on Eastman Kodak on September 25, 2003. A 680.7% gain on Rio Tinto on May 19, 2006. And a 949.8% gain on CSC Siderúrgica Nacional on May 22, 2006. Enough to turn every $10,000 invested into more than $104,000. Plus, since 2009, as the market recovered from the housing bust, the analysts on my team recommended many more huge winners. A 100% gain on Anadarko Petroleum on June 1, 2009. A 118.4% gain on iShares Silver Trust ETF on September 26, 2011. A 143.5% gain on Pactiv Corp on April 20, 2009. A 167% gain on ArcelorMittal on June 1, 2009. A 213.6% gain on Chevron on April 12, 2010. A 268.8% gain on Yanjiao Coal on April 15, 2009. Just be sure to never forget my words about prudent investing I shared with you at the outset, especially the fact that losing trades also come with the territory. And the good news is that you can almost always manage that risk with the prudent use of stop losses on your stocks or ETFs. Better yet, with the purchase of put or call options, you can never lose more than their cost, which is usually far less than the cost of the underlying stocks. Here's the key. All the examples I just listed were real-time recommendations made by the analysts on the team that I've assembled. And the plain truth is, we expect this great fiscal cliff to spin off far greater opportunities than any of us have ever seen before. Now, here's the exciting news that Dr. Weiss promised that I'd give you at the beginning of this video. To make sure you have all the help you need to protect and grow your wealth as this unprecedented crisis unfolds, to give you specific recommendations for harnessing the remarkable money-making power of inverse ETFs, options, and LEAPs as stocks plunge and gold and silver soar, and also to help you grab huge profit potential in the interim short-term rallies along the way. Dr. Weiss has asked me to create a special service for you, the Wealth and Liberty Alert. Would you join me in Wealth and Liberty Alert? My team and I go to work for you, searching out the investments that our research indicates have the most potential to multiply your money, beginning immediately. Every investment recommendation that we make for you is based upon my guiding conviction that freedom is the key to prosperity and wealth. Wealth and Liberty Alert ensures you seven crucial freedoms in every investment that you make. Freedom from bias. Anyone who thinks he can make money strictly with bullish bias or strictly with a bearish bias is going to have his head handed to him in the months ahead. In the 20th century, maybe it could have worked. but in the 21st century, we've already had two violent bear markets that each wiped out at least 50% of investor wealth. And we've already had two raging bull markets that triggered huge losses for quite a few of the more stubborn short sellers. Now, this great fiscal cliff looming before us promises to be yet a third catastrophe for investors, but like every crisis before it, the declines will be punctuated by interim rallies. And of course, when this crisis passes, the recovery will provide enormous profit opportunities for bullish investors. Freedom from market rigging and lies. The dot-com bubble was inflated almost entirely by cheap, easy money and unprecedented Wall Street hype. When the bubble burst, investors lost trillions of dollars. The U.S. housing bubble was also inflated by cheap money and media hype about soaring home values. When that bubble burst, both investors and homeowners suffered massive losses. More recently, Facebook shares were the focus of some of the most blatant manipulation in history. Investment bankers, specialized marketing teams, and Facebook itself shamelessly hyped the stock to the high heavens. When the bottom dropped out, millions of investors were stung for massive losses. Before recommending any investment, I make absolutely sure the trend driving it higher is real, driven by honest market forces and not by big banks and other vested interests. Freedom from government interference in markets. We scrupulously avoid trading in trends or sectors where the government is a major player. This is not just a matter of what's right and wrong philosophically, it's also a very practical approach to markets. If the government is a big buyer or seller, it distorts the forces of supply and demand that we can objectively analyze. Case in point, long-term treasury bonds and mortgage bonds. Anyone buying them is walking into a massive trap. The only reason they've been going up in price is because the Fed has become such a big buyer and because the government has sent the message to the rating agencies that downgrades are unacceptable. Another example, heavy-handed government regulation. When the railroads were deregulated in 1980, the stock of Kansas City Southern rose 201.5% over the next 5 years. When the trucking industry was freed to operate without onerous government regulation in 1980, Conway rose 204.9% over the next 5 years. When the telephone companies were deregulated in 1996, the stock of AT&T jumped 105.9% over the next 3 years. And when financial institutions were deregulated in 1999, the stock of M&T Bank Corp soared 130.9% over the next 5 years. Now, I can spot government interference a mile away. And what's even more important, I am forever alert to when the government suddenly backs away from interference or deregulates a market, opening up huge profit opportunities for investors. Freedom from irrational restrictions. I want you to have enormous freedom of choice when it comes to the strategies and investment vehicles you use to grow your money. Whether it's stocks, ETFs, options, LEAPs, or any other promising investment vehicle, I'm not going to let anyone or anything stand in my way of helping you make profits. No one is going to tell me what I can or cannot invest in. I don't care if an investment is politically incorrect. I don't care if some people say it's too boring or some people think it's too speculative. If it can help us make money, it's worthy of consideration. And if it passes my painstaking tests with flying colors, I'll tell you about it. Freedom from greed. Too many investors fall in love with their investments, pile up huge paper profits, and then give them all back when a trend reverses. I do not want that for you. That's why my team and I will always recommend that you take part of your profits off the table when your investment begins moving up. Freedom from fear. All investments involve risk, but the secret is not to fear it, but to manage it in ways that allow you to sleep at night. That's why my team and I always include stop losses on every investment recommendation, so that you can go for the tremendous opportunities that free markets offer you without losing sleep. The freedom to grow steadily richer. If Washington and Wall Street have proven anything over the past 12 years, It's that most investors are getting nowhere fast. They take one step ahead as the latest bubble is inflated. Now, for instance, as massive Washington spending and Wall Street hype continue to inflate the stock market bubble, and then take two steps back when each bubble bursts, leaving them poorer than ever. My mission in Wealth and Liberty Alert is not merely to help you multiply your money now in preparation for this great fiscal cliff or after January 1st when America plunges over it, nor is my mission to merely help you grab huge profit potential as gold and silver soar or in the rallies that will invariably punctuate this crisis. My mission is to do all of the above, to help you grow your money steadily, consistently, over time, regardless of government tampering and Wall Street tinkering. Plus, for my money, Team Goyette is uniquely qualified to help you through this crisis with your wealth intact and growing. Now, as a member of Wealth and Liberty Alert, you can receive every investment recommendation my team makes as this crisis unfolds. In the next few minutes, we'll get you set up to receive every investment recommendation we make, delivered to you within seconds via email, via text message on your telephone, and posted on the first page you see when you open your browser. That way, you can be assured that you'll never miss a single one of our buy or sell recommendations, no matter where in the world you happen to be. And to make this as easy as possible for you, every trading bulletin you receive will be in plain English. No confusing jargon, just clear instructions you can use to make each trade online or on the phone with your broker. Of course, it's always up to you to decide whether to act on my recommendations or not and how much to invest, but you'll get every buy and sell signal I issue, including...
Well, we're just coming to a conclusion of our program, News of Today, Prophecies of Yesterday. We're broadcasting here from South Florida. And, well, I hope these recommendations from the Waste Research being a blessing to all of you. And remember that without faith, we cannot please God. And above all, God is watching what's going on in America. And I think we're coming to one world government. And one world government will allow every citizen in the world to have one currency and one government. So that's where we're approaching. The Bible talks about that, Ezekiel chapter 38. And more than ever, the Bible is talking straight to all of us about what is coming in the near horizon. Well, we know more to say. Thank you very much for being with us, and God bless everyone.